Hello everyone, good morning, good evening. My name is Nina and I work for the Foundation for Somalia. And Foundation for the last 13 years is helping migrants living in Poland. Of course, we are focusing on support related to legalization of stay, legal work and other issues, especially language courses, I would say. In the last few years, we have been specializing in Polish language courses, and I believe that most of our beneficiaries, most of the people who are coming to the foundation, they know us from the very good quality language courses, amazing lawyer, a number of super proactive vocational or like career advisors, and of course our integration events when we have always a lot of food. So welcome to the foundation. Today I'm talking to you to introduce our new initiative, which is gonna focus around family issues, maybe some already problems that you are encountering, and they are related to domestic violence and violence against women and girls. Also gender-based violence. So we would like to have a very intensified activities related to violence. And with the time when our campaign is proceeding, we would like to introduce different topics related to violence as a whole. And then we will be talking about different forms of violence, discussing different examples. Definitely our focus will be around domestic violence. And this is what we will be sharing with you very soon, because there is a lot of mechanisms which are existing in Polish law, which are helping the people suffering from domestic violence. And of course, when we think about our motivation as foundation to cover these topics, this is of course related to the needs of our beneficiaries, of people who are coming to our office to seek help. Because of course, you know, even when we are living in Poland or when we are migrating to Poland, we of course have different roles in the society. So aspects of life when we are moving to another country, they are around all different roles in our life. So of course we can think about how to legalize our stay, how to study, how to work. But of course we are also family members, we are also partners, we are parents, we are children. We are other types of family members, and generally there is a lot of problems that they might be around this, you know, like family issues. And of course there is domestic violence is a very serious problem also in Poland. It's acknowledged a social problem when we are also having a lot of initiatives, a lot of campaigns, which aim to increase awareness, which aim to increase discussion, you know, because I think that a lot of things happening at home, they are still in this aura of taboo and aura of stigma. So of course it's a very difficult problem. It's not just that it's a social problem, but it's also a very difficult problem because of course we are not really willing to open, you know, our door to our homes, and things which are happening at home, they are really sometimes intimate and very private events. Yeah, so of course it's gonna be very, very difficult for us to just say, yeah, of course, let's do it. However, as the foundation, and that's why I believe this is our mission and our vision for this campaign, is to increase awareness, even when sometimes there is no solutions, or sometimes we think there is no solution to some problems or to some particular challenges that we are facing. Just knowing that violence is wrong, knowing that you still can have other ways to support yourself, just to know that there are some institutions that in case it's really, really not bearable anymore, you can really go there and seek for support. Another point I would like to raise here is that many migrants, whether those are living in migrant families or they are living in mixed couples. Yeah? So for example, mixed couple would be a foreigner with Polish spouse or Polish partner, or generally, yeah, like both persons, both partners, they come from different country. Yeah? So we have like migrant families. This is the way I will be calling them. Okay. So generally a lot of migrants, they really think that Polish system is not gonna support them, that Polish social system the way it's established is not really supporting foreigners, that, for example, Polish police is not gonna help them. So, of course, there is a lot of these two-way problems. Yeah, they are, of course, related to stereotypes. They are related to maybe prejudices about, you know, different cultures, different countries and helping. However, we would like to emphasize the message that, of course, you can seek support in Polish institutions and within Polish system. For example, Polish system of Blue Card, this is the institution that was created to prevent and fight domestic violence, to support those families in crisis. And definitely it will be our focus during this campaign to present the procedure, the Blue Card procedure, as one of the ways that we can support our family. Yeah, that's why also we really love the name of the campaign, which is, you know, like, get some more support to you and your family, because violence, unfortunately, even violence which is resulting from the conflict of both partners, has a very, very huge impact on children and on the whole family. So, of course, it's very important to see the bigger picture of violence which is happening, because sometimes we might think that, okay, that's not very serious because there is no physical violence. However, sometimes the behaviors that are happening, the behaviors that are used, that might be economical violence or psychological violence, can be sometimes more painful than physical violence. And unfortunately, that's one of the stereotypes about violence. And in our campaign, we are planning a number of different types of activities. One of them, of course, it will be very intensive posting and blogging about different aspects. We are planning different forms. Those will be weekly articles. That will be a very long form to introduce to the topic. It will be followed by podcasts. Podcasts might have a form of a small podcast, small talk. And also we are planning to have some interviews with psychologists, with specialists, and also with the lawyer that is working at the foundation. And we will be also inviting a lot of other partners, students, other foreigners, to record some podcasts, to share the message from them, to share some useful tips, to share, for example, we would like to have a very extensive coverage of well-being part, you know, because of course there is a lot of situations that might need urgent intervention, but also some of them are situations when survivor of violence might need just psychological support, you know, like just being around, just talking about it, just being aware, just understanding that, you know, that this is violence and I'm right, yeah, nothing is wrong with me, this is a violence, yeah, at my home, for example. So I hope that this group and our activities, they will be very, very big start for us to start talking, to maybe decide at some point, of course we are not pressuring here, but decide that after listening about those few options and different ways that we can help ourselves and our family, maybe that would be a very good start to start thinking about some action plan to help yourself and your family, of course. So yeah, I hope that you will enjoy our content. I hope that you will engage. And I really hope that at some point you will understand that you need support. Yeah, because of course I'm very happy that you will be with us, and I hope that also this message will be spread, that more survivors of violence, more women, more men, they will just know that they are not alone. Yeah, and they can receive some support, they can go somewhere to get support, and definitely that there is nothing wrong with them, because violence cannot be fixed. Yeah, the violence is not the natural thing that is disappearing. Yeah, we need to fight violence, we need to stop violence, and we need to take action. And I really wish you this happiness in life, and really I don't wish you violence in your life. And I wish you to have a dignified relationships, to have a very happy family, and even when something is not going well at the moment, that for sure in the future there are still some even minor steps that you can take to help yourself and your family. So I really welcome you to our campaign, and I hope that you will stay with us for this intensive few weeks, and it will be very beneficial to you and your family.